Hallelujah. Give ear to my words, O Yahweh. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my Father. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shall hear in the morning. O Yahweh, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee. Will look up. For thou art not a father that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in the sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. Yahweh will abhor the bloody and the deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in the fear will I worship toward the holy temple. Lead me, O Yahweh, in the righteousness because of my enemies. Make thy way straight before my face, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward path is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy them, O Father. Let them fall by their own counsel. Cast them in the multitude. Destroy thou them, O Father. Let them fall by their own counsel. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgression. For they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them forever shout for joy, because they are defending them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Yahweh, will bless the righteous with favor, without compass him, and with a shield.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Father Yahweh. Thank you, Father Yahweh. Ah, bless you, Father Yahweh.
You may be seated. I'm holding up the testimony, says to where I want to testify to the goodness of Yahweh.
First of all, I'd like to thank Almighty Yahweh for his tender mercy and his loving kindness towards me, allowing me to see another day where I can just bless him and thank him. I was just thinking this morning how Yahweh has kept me over 22 years and how he just kept me from different things from the world and the lust of the world and the love and the pride of life. And I just thank Yahweh for that, because it's really going to take a true desire to serve Yahweh in this hour, because we're living in a dry time. This is a dry time. It's a time of darkness, a time of evil, where everything, apostasy and all kind of stuff is going in the so-called church world today. And I just thank Yahweh that he called me out, that he chose me before the foundation of the world. And it had nothing to do with my ethnicity or my background, where I come from or how studious I was, but his love and his mercy that he's shown towards me. And I just thank Yahweh for that. And I just greatly praise him. Thank you, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
And I just, he also said in the scriptures that he is ashamed of me before your holy brother, or your brother, Christ's brother. He said, I'll be ashamed of him.
That's right.
His name's Joshua.
Yeah.
And even in the title of Messiah, that's just the title, his name is Joshua.
Yeah.
And I testify today that he saved me, and he's my Savior.
Yeah.
He is the Savior of my soul, and I bless him, and I exalt him, and lift him up.
I want to thank and bless Yahweh for another day that he's woken me up, for having the movement in my limbs, breath in my mouth, that I might praise him. I thank him for his continual truth that just come forth from the mouth of the pastor, not only from the pastor, but also from my fellow brothers and sisters. I thank Yahweh for just bringing me through the years, as Brother Patrick said. We are in a time of darkness when men, they deny the light, the Messiah that has come into the world. But I thank Yahweh, like I said today, that I love Messiah, that I love Yahshua, that I love the Father Yahweh. I just want to thank him and bless him for all things.
Amen.
I want to thank Yahweh, first of all,
that
he is. He is the one that he can call. But I have trust and faith in him. And he does all things good. And the purpose is for his arms. And when I hear his brethren testify to the young people, that how Yahweh has kept him, it cleans my heart because I was out of the wicked world. And I know how he kept
me for a lot of things. So I want to praise him for that. And there's something that came to my heart. I always say, Father Yahweh, I'm seeking you diligently. I'm searching for you. And I want you. I desire you. But he quickened it to my heart. I don't seek him at all times. I should seek him in my brothers and my sisters. Because I see them before my face. And I have them here as a testimony that are real, that I can touch and I can deal with. I need to seek my Father and my brothers and sisters and see them first. See him there first. If I can't see him here, how do I expect to see him who is not in flesh here? So I ask Yahweh to help me with that, that I diligently seek and search for him among my brethren, that I see that, and that he's ever before my face.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I thank you, Yahweh, for this day. I thank you for all things. I thank you for my Yahweh. You brought me here to keep me to be here, you know, press on. I thank you for my Yahweh, you saved me, you keep me, you be strong. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I just want to thank the Father for another day he has gave me breath in my body just to say thank you, and truly my heart is grateful. I thank him where he brought me from, and I just want to bless him today. Bless you, Father.
Yahweh is my refuge and my strength, a very present help in time of trouble. I thank Father Yahweh for this day that he has made, a new day that we've never seen before. Thank him for the movement in our limbs. As we were talking to Ella Crawford a few weeks ago, he said that's one thing you ought to thank Yahweh for every day of your life, is that you're able to move. And I thank Father Yahweh for Pastor Roberts, all our elders. Thank him truly for this place, and thank him for all my brothers and sisters.
I thank my Father Yahweh every day that he's brought me here to live and grow and be amongst my brothers and sisters here. I thank him, and I bless him, and I praise him, and I honor him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the precious Lamb that sitteth at his right hand.
Yes.
I thank him. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I just continue to thank Yahweh and Yeshua's name for the brethren here and the pastors and all the saints, and to keep me in the faith so I don't fall away. I just give him all the honor for that. And I just, like I said, I just thank you, thank for all the saints here and to be here. And the pastor and the sister Jean and all the saints. All right. Michelle.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Yahweh, for waking me this morning, blowing my right mind. And, I didn't understand salvation before, you know, that I got saved, and, but, you know, I'm saying that the Lord would say this, you know. Yahweh saved his people from the foundation of the world, the one he intended to save. And I understand this. He also saved me in my mother's womb, and he didn't save her. So I'm thanking and blessing for that. You know, he received me in sin, but he still saved me and he saved her. So I bet for saving me. I thank Yahweh for all things. I thank for Pastor Ritter to preach the word and give knowledge of the word and understand the word. And without excuse, anyhow, either one of us without excuse, because we're getting the truth and we're getting the right word and the message. So if we fall away, it is because we weren't saved in the beginning. And that's all to it.
Thou will keep him in perfect peace. His mind stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. I thank Yahweh for saving me. I thank Yahweh for the blood of Messiah. I thank Yahweh for my wife being that helped me. I thank Yahweh for my brothers. For even the other day, I thank Yahweh for Elder Martin when we were in the weight room and how he gave encouraging words and just about the natural family. And I just thank Yahweh for that because, you know, we hear from pastors all the time, but then when you hear from other brothers, it give you more kick, you know, to let you know that, you know, that we gotta lay aside those things and how so many times we be attached to, you know, the natural kinsmen, even though we may say we don't, but deep down in our hearts, we gotta let that stuff go. But I just thank Yahweh for his word. I thank him for keeping me. Y'all pray for me.
I thank Yahweh for his keeping power. I thank Yahweh for this place, a place of refuge. I thank Yahweh for the brothers and sisters. I thank for my husband, my child. I thank Yahweh for making me whole and complete. I thank Yahweh for the blood of Yahshua Messiah.
Hallelujah.
I just thank Yahweh for his many blessings. I thank him for being here on this morning. I thank him for the activities of my limbs. And I just thank Yahweh for saving me and keeping me this day. I thank him for this day, this Sabbath. I just thank Yahweh for the saints. And I thank Yahweh how I love to sing this song about when I think of the goodness of Yahweh and all that he has done for me and how my soul cries out, hallelujah. Yeah. Praise Yahweh for saving me. And I do thank Yahweh for saving me from a miserable life of sin. Yeah. And I know where he brought me from. Yeah. And I just thank Yahweh for it.
Except our righteousness exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees, we should no wise enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. And that's what's on my heart today, that my righteousness will be as Yahweh wants it to be. And I'm reminded of this, what I heard about a story of a woman that was looking through her windows at her neighbor's wash, and she was saying in her mind how dingy and stained the wash was. And it come to find out it was her own windows that were dingy and stained. So that's where I want to be, because only the pure in heart are going to see Yahweh. And that is my hope, my ambition, or whatever in this life, is to see Yahweh.
Thank you, Yahweh. Hallelujah. I thank Yahweh for another day. I thank him for life, health, and strength. And I thank him for the breath to praise him.
Yeah.
I thank him for the household of believers.
Yeah.
I thank him for truth. I thank him for giving us ears to hear and understand his truth. I thank him for all things. I thank him for a man of Yahweh after his own heart. And I just want to praise him as long as I have breath to praise him, because he's been good to me. He's brought me a long way, and he saved me from a lot of sin and brought me out of darkness, because I truly was in darkness. And I thank him for that. And he is so good. And I just want to bless him and praise him. Praise you, Yahweh. Hallelujah.
I want to rise this morning and honor Yahweh. I want to thank him for waking me up this morning, starting me on my way. I want to thank him for being clothed in my right mind with the activities of my limbs. I thank him for my husband, for my two healthy children. And he's just so good. And I thank him for the hope that is in Yahshua Messiah.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Thank you for saving me and keeping me from what I might not die. Thank you, like, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for saving me and keeping me from what I might not die. Thank you, like, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank Yahweh for another day. I thank him for just keeping me here. And I thank him for the saints of Yahweh here. And I just ask that y'all just pray for me that I stay amongst the believers. Hallelujah.
I thank Yahweh for saving me. I thank Yahshua for his precious blood that cleanses me. I thank Yahweh for how he was with me in the delivery of my baby and how she was strong and healthy. I thank Yahweh for the sisters with wisdom that were there to help me. I thank Yahweh for my husband that was there to help me. And I just bless Yahweh for all things.
Hallelujah.
I thank Yahweh for saving me and keeping me and write my name down in the book of life.
I just want to thank Yahweh today for all things. Thank Yahweh for, just like Brother Patrick and Brother Man said, how he's kept me too all these years and how Father has truly kept me. I just thank Yahweh for Pastor Robinson's words, true. Thank Yahweh for the elder brothers, how they speak words of encouragement, peace, strength, for them, and how we have watched so many fall away. But I just thank Yahweh for keeping me. I thank Yahweh for all things. Yahshua is my name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank Yahweh for saving me and keeping me and for writing my name down in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I ask Yahweh to pray for me as I go.
Hallelujah.
I thank Yahweh for bringing me here, and I ask you to pray for me that I go up in the faith.
I want to bless Yahweh today for just keeping me and saving me and bring me from out of darkness. I thank him for this day. I bless Yahweh for Pastor Roberts, how he preached the word and it touched my heart. I thank you for my husband. I pray that you are that keep me in prayer, that I may grow strong in y'all. Moreover, to show forth thy mighty power in the sight of all men, thou hast singled me out, a hapless wretch, and worked a wonder in me. I thank Yahweh because I am a hapless wretch, and because he always keeps me and cleans me up when I need to be cleaned up, and I thank him that he doesn't leave me to myself.
I thank this Yahweh this morning for breath in my body. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for saving me. When there's so many in this world who are lost, I thank him that I can wake up every morning and have a hope in Messiah. I thank him for that. I bless for that. And I ask y'all pray for me. He helped me to grow stronger here and to be where I should be. I want to thank him, Pastor Robbins, for all the elder brothers, for all the saints. I bless you all. And I thank him for my wife. And I just ask y'all pray for us both. We're growing Yahweh.
First, I want to thank Yahweh for his precious blood. Through his blood, I have redemption. I have redemption through his blood. I have forgiveness of sin. Because the shedding of blood, I have redemption of sin. So I want to thank him for that blood. Without the shedding of blood, we have not redemption of the sin. So for the blood, we have forgiveness. So I want to thank him for that today. Without that, I have no hope. Without the shedding of the blood. Thank you, Yahweh.
Thank y'all for his mercy and grace.
I thank Father Yahweh this morning for just keeping me, for watching over me. I thank him for his son Messiah, for he has washed and cleansed me from all of my sin. I thank him for that hope in Messiah that one day I am going to see him. And I ask all of you to pray for me that I continue in the faith.
Thank you always for his goodness, for his great mercy that he's shown towards me, for I am a wretch, undone. And it starts with his judgment. I was thinking about his judgment. First of all, his word, his laws, and then his judgment, and then mercy. He showed me mercy, and by faith, I believe what he's done. I thank him for all things. I bless him. Thank you, Yahweh.
I want to thank Yahweh for his healing power, because I know if it was me, I could not keep myself, and it's him that has kept me thus far. Hallelujah.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Yahweh, my strength and my redeemer. And I thank Yahweh this day for his mercy and his love that he's shown upon me. I thank Yahweh for saving me and for the sin that he's delivered me from. And I thank Yahweh for just keeping his hands upon me. And I thank Yahweh for the man of Yahweh and the word that he preached. And I thank Yahweh for my brothers and my sisters and for this place. And I ask each and every one of you all to continue to pray for me that I be what Yahweh want me to be and be acceptable in his sight.
I want to thank Yahweh today. I just want to stand up and give him the praise, because it could be my last day. I don't know. I thank you, Father, for life, health, and strength, and all your many blessings, Yahweh. Bless you, Father. Hallelujah.
I thank Yahweh for keeping me and for watching me from day to day.
Think about his love. Think about his goodness. Think about his grace. How it brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love.
I thank him for his goodness today. Most of all, Brother Neesmith just took the words right out of my mouth, and that is thank him for the blood of his son, because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So I'm grateful for the blood today. And I ask all of you who know the words of prayer to pray that I will do what the Father would have me to do.
My prayer, you say, is that Yahweh will deliver me from this flesh of mine, for there is no good thing in this flesh. I just ask that he deliver me from the deceitfulness of this flesh, the lies of this flesh, just the bondage of this flesh, that he just caused me to walk in his truth forever. I thank Yahweh for the prayer with the sisters and my prayer partners, Sister Deborah, for when we pray. I don't know about the rest of, you know, the prayer partners, but when I pray with Sister Deborah, she comes over and she prays over us. And everything that she hears me pray for, if I say, Yahweh, deliver me from the lies that come forth, she say, Yahweh, just help her. Help her to be true with that and deliver her from her lies, her deceitfulness. And she cries with an earnesty that helps me to cry and pray with a pure heart. And I thank Yahweh for my husband, the pastor that preaches the word of Yahweh. And I just ask that all of you would just pray that each one of us would just grow strong towards one another and to love the body as Yahweh have loved us.
I'd like to thank Almighty Yahweh for waking me up this morning. I'd like to thank for giving me health and strength. I'd like to thank for my wife, my little son. I'd like to thank for all the saints, the brothers. I just like to thank for the fellowship of the brothers, how we go out and work. And I just thank him for passing his wife. And I just ask that y'all pray for me.
I want to thank Yahweh for his mercy he showed me this morning, allowing me to breathe the breath of life once again. I want to thank him for his precious blood that he shed on the cross for me. I want to thank him for his keeping power that he's kept me thus far and he hasn't turned his back on me. I want to thank Yahweh for all my brothers and sisters, those that helped me keep the faith, press on in the way. I pray that y'all would pray for me and help my strength grow strong in Yahweh.
Hallelujah. I bless Yahweh for life, health, and strength. I bless him for keeping me in an old age. And I got some scriptures I like to read. Taken from Psalms 92:12-15. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of Yahweh shall flourish in the courts of our Father. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that Yahweh is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank Yahweh for his grace and mercy for keeping me once again. Let Yahweh pray for me that I grow strong in Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
I just want to thank Yahweh for saving me and keeping me. I thank him for his mercy and his long suffering. I just thank him for sparing my life in the name of Yahshua, right?
I thank Yahweh for waking me up another morning and starting me on my way. I pray that he will help me do righteousness today and walk in his light. And I thank him for saving me, for bringing me out of darkness, for not letting me be among those young women that I lost today, and just for shedding his precious blood on the cross for me and for forgiving me all my sins.
I thank Yahweh that he's delivered me and he's brought me here to show me what's in my heart, that I can serve Yahweh with all my heart, soul, body, and mind, that I'm covered by the blood of Yahshua. I thank him for the blood and that I must go on. I must endure till the end and I shall be saved. I thank Yahweh for that. For the revelation knowledge of his name, Yahweh is our only hope. We must hold on to our hope. I thank you for that, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the power of his might.
Yes.
Without his might, we can do nothing. We thank him, we praise him, we adore him. We thank you for our pastor. We thank you for this place here.
Yes.
It's a remnant among remnants. Yes. And we know that it's a stronghold for him.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Yahweh. We thank you.
Hallelujah. I bless you, Father Yahweh. Strengthen the pastor. Give him the word to speak to the people down there in Savannah. The pastor told me to tell y'all he made it safe. He'll be back early Sunday morning. Father Yahweh is good to us today, Saint. Let it breathe the breath of life in us once again. He said, we'll be ashamed of him when their calamities come upon them as a whirlwind. He said he'll be ashamed of them. He said he will laugh at them. We have no reason to be ashamed of Father Yahweh. If we proclaim that we know the true Father Yahweh, Saint, we should give him the praise. Turn with me to Psalms 9. To visit us once again. He is our only hope and the strength that we have to endure this battle to the end through his son, Yahshua Messiah. He said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper as long as we trust in him. Are we trusting in him today, Saint? Or do we just know the name? But don't you know there's power in the name of Father Yahweh? It said in the scripture that demons will have to flee in that mighty name. It says in Psalm 9:1 that all those that proclaimeth thee to be the Son of Yahweh. I will praise thee, O Yahweh, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous work. And it's a marvelous work, saint. For him to give us another day to bless his Kiddush through our name, Father Yahweh. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. Do you rejoice in knowing that you have a hope and that Father Yahweh is your strength to endure every obstacle and woe in the wild that Satan tries to bring against us to take away his precious word? Don't you know the word of our strength, saint? Don't you know the word of our strength, saints? When Father Yahweh fasted 40 days and 40 nights, the only way he endured the test was through the word, saints. Is the word real in your hearts today? Are we trusting the arm of this flesh of ours? It said, I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name. O thou most high, is he the most high in y'all life, saints? Are they all trusting the things of this calm mind? For he said, who keep your mind steadfast on him, he would keep in perfect peace. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou statest in thy throne, judge and right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Have y'all let Father Yahweh crucify that heathen flesh of y'all? Have y'all been emptied out? But saints, we need the Kiddush Ruah. We need to let it be like a day of Pentecost when they was in the upper room. But we need to be emptied out. He said he would not put new wine in old bottles. But saints, we need to be let the flesh be crucified. That we walk in this straight and narrow path. But the time is short, saints. And Satan knoweth. He's trying to seek and devour while he can. He have no respect to person. It's time to declare whose side that we're really on, saint. Thou hast rebuked the heathen, thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy destruction, thou come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. And saints, we want memorial to be up in heaven with Father Yahweh. Proclaiming we are the sons of Father Yahweh. We are that peculiar people, the elect. We are like the sit up on a hill and can't be hid. Don't let Satan take that away from you. Yahweh also will be our refuge, for the oppressed a refuge in time of trouble. And he is in time of trouble. If we call on him for whole heart, he will rescue us, saint. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. And his word is true. Are you trusting him today, saint? Are we just saying that we know the name of Yahweh? Are you real in our hearts today? Do we truly have his word in our hearts today? Are we walking in that truth, saint? They got to be a body that Christ wants. We can't just speak it and not live it. We got to walk and talk as well, saint. Serious, saint. The world out there know the name of Yahweh, but they're not living and walking in the truth of Yahweh, saint. We proclaim that we are the elect, saint. We got to walk as the elect. Everybody see our light, saint. Light and darkness can't fellowship together. It got to be true light, saint. He said, let the weak say they're strong. If any time we get weak, saint, we could go to the altar, saint, and call on our Father. He will hear. He said, hear the cries of the righteous, and his ears open unto their cry. Let's not be ashamed to go to our Father, saint. He wants us to come to him. He said, here is the door, the way, the truth, and the life. Let us go to the life, say. But Yahweh shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprighteousness. Yahweh also will be a refuge for the oppressed and a refuge in the time of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Yahweh, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises unto Yahweh. And that's what we need to do, saints. We need to start singing praises unto Yahweh. Not just a little group in the corner, a little group on this side, a little group in the middle, a little group up front, but all of us making it in one voice and being a sounding trumpet singer. And we proclaim that we are the body, and we're all in here serving that same Father. Something is wrong, and we hear a little group over here, a little group over there. That's not true, saints. But we got to be true. Sing his praise to Yahweh, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doing. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. He said, saints, humble thyself. Fast and pray. Turn from our wicked ways. And he said he will heal the land. And we just get out of pride and let Yahweh work, saints. He will bring peace to the weary soul, joy to the uncomfort heart. For I strengthen them, Father Yahweh, saints, not in this arm of this flesh, but there's nothing that we can do of ourselves. He said, any man that boasts himself to think he is something, he is nothing in the sight of Yahweh. He said, this flesh is as grass, and it is going back to the dust of which it came, saints. So let our refuge be in Father Yahweh. Have mercy upon me, O Yahweh. Consider my trouble, which I suffer. Of them that hate me, thou that lifted me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all my praises in the gates of the daughter of Zion, I will rejoice in thy salvation. And what a great rejoicing it is to know that Yahweh chose us to be one of his elect saints. Out of so many, of not only in the world, but out of your family, he chose you to be one of the elect, saints. That is a great joy to praise his holy name, saints, that he washed us and cleansed us up with his precious blood, knowing that we had no thought of him, but he had us in mind, saints. I bless you, Father Yahweh. I bless you. Praise your holy name, Father Yahweh. That I may show forth the heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made in the net which they hid in their own foot taken. Yahweh is known by the judgment. Saints, let the word judge your heart, that you get a repentance before Yahweh. Don't let pride rise in your heart that you set up a wall when the word come forth to judge you. Don't you know judgment is just to keep you in that straight and narrow path? But so many seek to go the broad way. That is the true love of Father Yahweh, just correcting his house, because he wants to see his house saved. He don't want to see none of his house lost, saints. But it's those that have their own and want to seek their own that walks away from Father Yahweh, because they talk like their father, Satan. I will lift my throne above the Most High. And we've seen what happened to Satan. His throne came down. Yahweh is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked snare in the work of his own hand. And Father Yahweh is going to bring judgment on the wicked saints. The wicked shall be turned into hell. And all the nations that forget God, or let us not forget the precious blood of the Son of Yahshua Messiah. But let us not have it in vain, saints. Turn with me to John. John 15 and 1. Father Yahweh tells us what he is to us. Father Yahweh said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. He tells us, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. There's no reason that we shouldn't bear fruit, saints. For we know that we can go to our Father Yahweh at any time, and he will lift us up and rescue us up and give peace of mind. Every branch that bears fruit, he purges it. And saints, we should just say, bless Yahweh when the word comes to show us our sin and purge off our old leaven. That we walk in the truth with Father Yahweh, not just speaking words and our heart is far from him. That it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. And that is why that he bring the word for judgment, saying that he may cut off that old man and renew the new man, that we may walk in purity and holiness as that to Father Yahweh, not trusting the thing that we think is right of our own way, our own will. He says the way that seems right to man, but the way that ends is destruction, saints, And that is truth, saint. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, saints. And he said, I in you. And the branch cannot bear fruit of himself, except it abide in the vine of Father Yahweh. For there is nothing that we could do of our own will, but only through the strength and the might of Father Yahweh that we can get the victory. And Satan knows that, saint. That's why he's trying to take this word away from us. That's why he's trying to rob it from our hearts, saying, he know without this word we have no strength. And saying that we're being a body. One could put 1,000, two could put 10,000, saying, think of all of us together, not one man of being on one accord. The demon will have to flee, saying, I bless Yahweh for my brothers and sisters here. No more can you accept ye abide in me. I am divine. Bless you, Father Yahweh. And he said, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. A man gathereth them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. And I think about Zachariah, Meshach, and Abednego when they went through the fiery furnace. How they had a trust in Father Yahweh. They didn't deny the faith. Let us not deny the faith. Although the trials that we go through. Because believe me, saint, Father Yahweh will never leave us if we believe and trust in him. Just like he seen them through the fire. That same Father Yahweh see us through our battle. He'll see us through the end as well. But we have the victory. For Father Yahshua Messiah is our example. And he passed the test. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and withers, and men gather not, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. For if you abide in me, and my word abide in you, ye shall ask, and what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. All we have to do is that, saints, with a sincere heart and a pure mind. Father Yahweh will hear your cry. When Daniel was in the lion's den, he prayed, and because Satan had a buffer, he told Daniel, so I heard you the first time that you prayed. Thanks, all we got to do is just pray for sincere heart. He will hear us in our first time. He said, hear the opening to our cry. He said, he heard the prayer of his righteous. Bless you, Father Yahweh. He's so good. Hear him, my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Ask the Father, have loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Ye are my friend. If you do whatsoever I command you, henceforth I call you not servant. For the servant knoweth not what his master doeth, but I have called you friend. For all friends that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Thank you, Father Yahweh, that you have chosen me. Even in my rebellious, when I have no thought of you, you have chosen me. And even now, Father, my rebellious, you allow mercies and grace to abide upon me. I thank you, Father Yahweh. I bless you, Father Yahweh. I bless you, Father Yahweh. Henceforth, I call you not servant, for the servant knoweth not what the master doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. For you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know it that hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world will love his own.
But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you of the world, therefore the world hated you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his master. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. And we trust in Father Yahweh and believe that the witness said of the death, burial, and resurrection, saints, we have a hope. We have no reason to be dismayed, discouraged, downtrodden, for there should be a joy. There should be a rejoicing, saints. Not only at this time, but always there should be a rejoicing. Every day that we get up and walk with Father Yahweh, there should be a rejoicing, a knowing that he's with us every day of the hour, saints. Bless you, Father Yahweh. For we have a hope, and our hope is in Father Yahweh. And Satan knows that we have a hope. If I had come and spoken unto them, and they had not seen, but now they have no cloak for their sin, he that hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the work which done other men did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled, that it is written in the law, that they hated me without a cause. And the same is going to be about you. Satan going to hate you without a cause. But we have an advocate, and our advocate is Father Yahweh. But he is our refuge in the time of trouble. And we're just going to see trouble days, saints. And we need to trust in him for the victory. Because Satan knows that he has but a short time. Satan knows it better than the saints of Yahweh. Satan believes that. That's why we're having a battle, saints. We do saints of Yahweh believe it. That we go to the refuge. That we go to our high tower for our strength. Because saints, for one thing for sure, he knows without the word that we are going to fail. You know, without the word, that we can't make it. That's why we need the word, saints. Rich within our soul. I know the pastor tells us all the time that we need to get diligent in the word. And it is true, saints. Not only just to speak the word, but the word got to be real within our hearts, saints. That when Satan comes to buffer with his spirit, that we set up a defense with the word of Yahweh. Not going back to desire our flesh, are looking for it for strength. For our strength is not in this flesh. For there is no good thing that dwelleth in this flesh of ours. And Yahweh says enmity against him. Turn with me to Psalms 10 and 9. I bless Father Yahweh. Y'all pray for me, saints, because I do need prayer. Prayer changes things. And not only do it change things, it's also a mighty powerful strength. When Father Yahweh last test came, and he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, prayer was his strength. It's going to have to be ours as well. When we come into his holy place, saints, Father Yahweh got to be real within our hearts, saints. We got to open our hearts unto him. We got to come into his holy place with seriousness, saints. Not waking up, saints, coming in here with other things on our mind, or even in his holy place, saints. Things on our mind that we just shun, Father Yahweh. But let us come in here to really get his name to praise, saints. After they know, we just say thank him for another day. Or just say thank him that he was mindful of me. Saints, you got to get real in our hearts, saints. This is not a game that Satan is playing, saints. We can play the game. Father Yahweh and Satan, they're not playing no game. It's only one way we're going, saints. We're either going into heaven, or Satan going to make hell our home, saints. There's no in-between. Pastor told us so many times. It's time to get a serious mind and a sober heart, saints. From the young to the old, we all got to walk this path with truth, that we're walking that straight and narrow path, that we keep our eyes upon that hill which cometh our help, and our help cometh from Father Yahweh. We proclaim we're that light that's set up on a hill. So let that light so shine bright, saints. proclaiming the name of Father Yahweh. Believe me, thanks to the word that I'm speaking, Satan is listening too. And I'm going to be tried by the word that I speak. So I got to be on guard. I got to keep his word for real within my heart as well, saint. That when he comes to combat me to prove of what I speak, I got to be on arm, having on that helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, making sure that my law and girdle about with truth, having my feet shod in the preparation of the gospel, taking on the shield of faith and the sword of his word right here, saints. And we can endure the battle. Seemed like a few, but Gideon had many. Father Yahweh brought him down to a few. And he had the victory through Father Yahweh. We will too, saints. Why standest thou far off, O Yahweh? Why hidest thou in the time of trouble? The wicked in his pride doeth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. That is true, saint. Father Yahweh, when they turn away from Father Yahweh, he gives them the desires of their own heart. He gives them the desires of this flesh of ours. Why? Because they seek that for satisfaction. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covenant whom Yahweh abhorreth. For the wicked through the pride of his countenance will not seek Yahweh. Is not in all his thoughts, his ways are always grievous, thy judgment are far above out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth up them. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved. Saint, let us not say that in our heart when Yahweh send the word to judge us, to show us where we're going wrong, to let us know that we're not walking in the way of Father Yahweh, but walking in our own will and our own might. But let us just say, Father Yahweh, help me. Father Yahweh, I need you. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud under his tongue, is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the village. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are proudly set against the poor. He lieth in wait in secret as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He does catch the poor when he draws him into his net. And that is the way Satan do, saints, by the words we speak. He just waits to see if the words are really true of what we speak, because he sends the spirit to try us to see whether we're going to do result back to the flesh of ours, or we're going to trust Yahweh, or seek Yahweh for counsel and guidance. He croucheth and he humble himself that the poor may fall by a strong one. And Satan wants to see the body of Yahweh fall as well, to prove Yahweh wrong. But we know where our victory is coming from, and it's in Father Yahweh. He has said in his heart, Father has forgotten. He has hid his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Yahweh. And that's what we should say. Say, help me, Yahweh, for I'm in the need of prayer. Purge me and cleanse me. All with hyssop, Yahweh, that my heart may be pure. Now I walk in your might, for I am weak, but I am made strong through the almighty power of Father Yahweh. Arise, O Yahweh, lift up thy hand. Forget not the humble. Oh, don't forget me, Father Yahweh. For we are humble, Father Yahweh. Wherefore does the wicked contempt Yahweh? He has said in his heart, thou wilt not inquire. Thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest mischief and might to require with thy hand. The poor committed himself unto thee, but thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou arms of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out the wickedness. Oh, yeah, purge me, Father Yahweh. Take out my wicked ways and fill me, Father Yahweh, with your love kindness. Thou find one. Yahweh is king forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his hand. Oh, Yahweh, don't forsake me, Yahweh. Judge me and not judgment, Yahweh, that we may repent before you. Not in our wrath that we be a castaway, Yahweh. Yahweh, that has heard the desire of the humble, thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and oppress, that the man of the earth no more oppress. Turn me to Psalms 11. For lo, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may proudly shoot at the upright in heart. And so does Satan. He bend his bow to send all kinds of spirit to confront the people of Father Yahweh, to turn them away from his precious word. There'd be not a strength unto him. But we have the desire of this flesh, that our strength be in this flesh, not in Father Yahweh. Desire of the things of this world, not of Father Yahweh. If the foundation be destroyed, and if this word be taken away from us saints, we have no strength. What can the righteous do? Oh, Father Yahweh, keep this word real within our soul, Father Yahweh. Although we always have a refuge to go to in time of trouble. Yahweh is the temple. Yahweh is in his holy temple. Yahweh's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. Yahweh tries the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hated. And we should hate the wickedness in our soul, saints, that we set up a defense against this wickedness that be in our soul, and that we walk in truth, that we go against the wickedness in our soul with everything we got, saints, that we be cleansed and it will be rooted out. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous, Yahweh loveth. Bless you, Yahweh. In his countenance, that he behold the upright. Turn with me to Psalms 12. Rejoice in Yahweh, O you righteous. And let everybody say, hallelujah.
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 Bless you, Father Yahweh. You see that sounding trumpet? That's the way it should be when we come to praise Yahweh, like a sounding trumpet. We should show Satan that we have a Father that we trust in. As the Father of light, now the Father of darkness. Praise Yahweh with a harp, sing unto him with a psaltery, and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him with a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise, for the word of Yahweh is right. And all his works are done in truth. Bless you, Yahweh. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of Yahweh. By the word of Yahweh, were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as an harp. He layeth up the depth in his storehouse. Let all the earth fear Yahweh, let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. And that is going to be, saints. He said, when he come, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that he are the true and the mighty Father Yahweh. And there are no other God before him, saints. By the word of Yahweh were the heaven made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the water in the sea and heap. He layeth up the depth in the storehouse. Let all the earth fear Yahweh. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. And he commanded, and it stood fast. Yahweh bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the violence of the people of none effect. The counsel of Yahweh standeth forever. The thoughts of his heart is to all generation. Blessed is the nation whom follow Yahweh, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. Yahweh looketh from heaven, he beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of habitation, he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioned their hearts a light. He considereth all their works. There is no king that saveth by the multitude of his host, and a mighty man is delivered by much strength, because it is in Father Yahweh is our trust and our strength. Turn to Proverbs 2:1. Bless you, Father Yahweh. I bless you, Father Yahweh, for making me a part of your body, Father. My son, if thou will receive my word, hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom. And let us take his word as wisdom, saint. Let us apply it to our hearts. He said, hide thy word about thy neck, saint. Let it be real within our hearts. Let it be strict to that inner man, saint, that we walk in truth. Everybody got Proverbs 2:1. So that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom, and apply thy heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and lifteth up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasure, thou shalt thou understand the fear of Yahweh, and find the knowledge of Yahweh. For Yahweh giveth wisdom out of his mouth. Cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteous and judgment and equity. Yea, every good path. When wisdom entereth into thy heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. Discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. Deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh forward things, who lead the path of righteousness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil, and delight in the forwardness of the wicked, who ways are crooked, and they forward in their path, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her word, which forsaketh the guide of her youth, and forgetteth the covenant Yahweh, for her house inclined unto death, her path unto the dead, none that goeth unto her return. And Satan is a snare, saints. Once Satan get up a hold of you, saints, if you don't trust him, Father Yahweh, resolve back to the flesh for strength, Satan. Saints, you will be destroyed, saints. You will lose this battle, saints, if you don't trust in Father Yahweh for your help, saints. For there's nothing that we could do of ourselves, saints. We're no match for Satan to go against him with our will, saints. But let us trust in Father Yahweh. Let us seek him which cometh our help. And our help cometh from Father Yahweh, saints. For this is not a flesh and blood battle, but it's a battle in the spirit, saints. We got to realize that, saint. And the only way we can fight this battle is through his precious word that he gives us. For her house inclined unto death, and her path unto the dead. None that go unto her return, neither take they hold of the path of life, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men, and keep the path of the righteous. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. Saint, let us not forget where Father Yahweh brought us from. For all of us have a little taste of the world, and we know what's in it. Let us not have desire to go back in it, but let us have desire to walk in truth, that this fleshly man be crucified daily, saints. My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments, and let the word be forever present with us from day to day, saints. For the length of days and long life and peace shall they add unto thee. And Father Yahweh will, saint. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart. And let that word be thy saints. Let it be truly within our heart. So shall they find favor and good understanding in the sight of Father Yahweh. Trust in Yahweh with all thy heart. Lean not unto our own understanding, saints. In all our ways, let us do what the scriptures say. Acknowledge him, and he truly will direct our path. Be not wise in thy own eyes, and that's what Satan wants us to do, to walk in our own way in our own will, saints. Yahweh, depart from evil. It shall be health to thy neighbor and marrow to thy bone. Honor Yahweh with thy substance, with the first fruits of all thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy princes shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of Yahweh, neither be weary of his correction. For whom Yahweh loveth, he correcteth, even as a father, the son on whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. She is more precious than rubies. All the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. Yahweh, wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds are dropped down to dew, my son. Let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul, and grace to thy neck. Then shall thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked, when it cometh, for Yahweh shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Withhold not good from them whom it is due, when it is in the power of thy hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give. When thou headest by thee, devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Strive not with the man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. Envy thou not the oppressor. Choose none of his ways, for the forward is an abomination to Yahweh, for his secret is with the righteous. The curse of Yahweh is in the house of the wicked, for he is blessed the habitation of the just. Surely he has scorned the scorner, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but the shame be the promotion of fools. Saints, let that be true in our hearts as well. Let us trust in Father Yahweh, that we walk in truth, that we see a true light amongst one another, saying that the word that we speak, that when the saints look at us, that we see the talk that we walk. Let that be true in us, saying, let us not just say something, saying, and our walk be different. Let us have a true and pure love for one another as well, saying, let that be real within our hearts, saying, let us not just say it, but let us profess it to be true, saying, for Yahweh is good, and his mercy endureth forever. I bless Father Yahweh for all my brothers and sisters. Thank Yahweh for this place, a place of refuge, and a trust in him. A brother whom we have our vow that we can get together and pray for one another, that they overcome the wicked one. It don't make no difference what you're going through, saints. I had a hard the vow of singing. Still, we got the victory by Father Yahweh. And we believe it and cry out to the one that can help us, saint, and not try to solve it in our own way, in our own will, but only in him that we have the victory. But he gave us a right to his kingdom, saint. It's good that when we hear that name is written in the Lamb Book of Life, but what are we doing to keep it there? Because he said our name can be blotted out. So let us show Satan that Father Yahweh is real in our hearts, saints.
have one more song.
Watch over the pastor, Father Yahweh. Give him the words to speak to the people down there. Father Yahweh, strengthen us this day, that our hope be forever present in your Son, Yahshua Messiah. Let your shalom be with the people today, Father Yahweh. And your precious Son, Yahshua the Lamb, I pray. With everybody saying, Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!